morning, and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. I had lost my voice last week, and so our episodes kind of got messed up a little bit. In fact, there wasn't an episode on Friday, but we're back at it again today. So today, to make it up to you, I want to talk about one of the best songs to come along in a number of years. Since 2018, this song has been on the airwaves and has been through my head again and again and again. It is one of my favorite all-time worship songs, and it is absolutely as biblical and powerful as you can get. It is all about the power of praise and worship. And if you don't believe there's power in praise and worship, then you need to listen to this story from Bethel Music's chief executive officer, Joel Taylor, his wife, Janine, and how God worked in the life of their 2-year-old son, Jackson. Just before Christmas in 2017, 2-year-old Jackson suddenly became quite ill. Joel and Janine had to take him to the emergency room. Initially, they sent Jackson back home, but his health quickly declined. He ended up being taken by helicopter to an intensive care unit, and it turned out that he had a syndrome called HUS. All the joy and expectation of the Christmas season quickly disappeared, and Joel and Janine realized that they were now going to be fighting for their son's life. Janine says, "I was just flooded with this sense that I might never know my boy growing up to be a man. It might be this week that I lose my son." They said that the next few weeks were emotional ones, and while the family thought Jackson had turned the corner towards recovery, shortly after Christmas, he relapsed again, vomiting blood and experiencing kidney failures. Throughout this whole ordeal, members of Bethel Church had been praying, and soon the word began to spread around the world, and very soon thousands and thousands of people were praying for Jackson's life. He continued to go downhill, to the point that the doctor were going to try some radical surgery. Jackson's father said, "I found myself standing at a crossroads with a giant of unbelief right there in front of me." Melissa Helzer is a member of the worship team at Bethel. She and her husband have been praying for Jackson since the very beginning of all of this. They had always believed that worship was a source of healing and of strength. So they sat down at their piano when they began to play and to sing, just seeing what would come together. Before very long, the words did come together, and they began to sing, "I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies." Most of you know this song, but let me read the words to you. "I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than my unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're going to hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. I raise a hallelujah." The song was sent to Joel and Janine, and Joel raised his cell phone over his son laying sick in bed and began to repeat the song over and over and over to his son laying there. And then Jackson woke up, and before long he asked for a hamburger, and he started to get better and stronger. And that what the doctors had declared was going to be death for their son was now life, full, complete, totally healed life that Jackson had. They raised a hallelujah, and God raised their son. There is power in worship because we serve a powerful God. And when we worship Him in the midst of our deepest distress and needs, His grace and power flows even more greatly for us. When we don't know what else to say, when we don't know what to feel, when we don't have any more hope inside of us, and all we can see is the victory of the enemy, when we worship, God can come in and turn that all around in a moment. That's the God we serve. I'm going to leave you with a clip of the song itself, Raise a Hallelujah, performed by Bethel Music. But also in your show notes, there will be a couple of video links there for you today. One of the song, Raise a Hallelujah. This particular video was recorded shortly after Jackson was healed, and it's really very powerful. The second video is a very special one. It is the testimony from Joel and Janine Taylor, where they tell the story of Jackson and how God worked in their lives and the power of God. Remember that whenever we are going through a battle, we have a great and mighty powerful God. And when we call on Him and we raise a hallelujah to Him, He comes and He fights for us and with us to give us the victory. Have a great day, my friends. We'll talk again tomorrow. I raise a hallelujah.